Hi, I'm Chris Auld from Integen. In this session, we're going to be talking about data modeling in Dynamics CRM 2011. Dynamics CRM provides a metadata-driven data model. We have a graphical editor that allows us to edit the entities or tables and fields that are going to hold the data in our application. We can create a variety of different types of relationships between entities, and we can have option sets that provide us with pick lists to be able to choose various values when we come to filling out our forms. Ultimately, our CRM metadata model then maps down into into Microsoft SQL Server objects, which means that we have the full power of Microsoft SQL Server for querying out the data in our application. So let's jump in and have a quick look at a demo, really our first look at data modeling in Dynamics CRM 2011. So I'm here in Dynamics CRM, and this is the default interface with some sample data. You can see I have a list of contacts. The contact entity I'm able to edit by choosing to customize my system. I'll then choose to edit entities, and in this case, I want to edit the contact entity. I'm going to add another field to the contact entity. For those of you who haven't seen this interface before, it's significantly easier to move around than previous versions, so it's made much more performant for those of us who do a lot of editing of Dynamics CRM systems. So we're going to jump in here into fields. We're going to create a new field. And we're going to do something, so we're just going to call that My New Field. So we're going to call it My New Field, and it's just going to be a single line of text. If I then save and close that, and then publish those customizations I've made to the system, we'll be able to see that that metadata model that we've now defined has actually been mapped down into Dynamics SQL Server. And really, building out your CRM applications is as simple as working through this web browser-based tool to be able to create fields. So if I then have a look inside my database at my various tables, if we drill down into the contact table, where's it gone? Right. So there is my new field that's just been created and has then been mapped down into Microsoft SQL Server. So let's talk a bit about what's new in data modeling for Dynamics CRM 2011. So the first is we now have a concept of teams. And teams basically allow us to group users together and provide effectively an ownership role at a team-based level. So think of having strategic account teams, for example, in a sales organization. Each business unit within Dynamics CRM has a default team, and all users in that business unit are members of that default team. We can then allow entities to be user-owned or team-owned. So that means that, for example, a strategic account could be owned by the strategic accounts team. And then we have a bunch of access checks that basically determine which teams is a user a member of. CRM 2011 supports team-owned data. So, for example, in the past, data was owned either by the organization or by an individual user. It made it somewhat hard in complex scenarios where you wanted to have data owned by a group of people. So we now support team ownership of entity instances. So, for example, the customer could be owned by the strategic accounts team. And then we can use queues to support work distribution around those teams. So, for example, we could have a queue owned by a team. Each individual user has their own default queue. Dynamics Dynamics CRM now supports custom activities. So activities are a special type of entity inside Dynamics CRM that allow things like queuing and relationship to various other out-of-the-box activities. So for example, we might have an email activity that could be related to a particular account, or a meeting activity that could be related to a particular opportunity. In the past, we haven't been able to create our own custom activities. So for example, we might want to create a SMS text message activity because we'd like to track SMS messages to and from our customers. Historically, that's been quite hard. Dynamics CRM 2011 now makes it possible to create that SMS activity. So let's have a quick look at how that works. So once again, we're in here working with entities inside Dynamics CRM customization. We can choose to create a new entity, and we're going to call this SMS text message. We'll give it a plural name and make sure that my spelling's correct. And what we're going to choose to do is check define as an activity entity. And that's really all there is to it. Right, so that now lights up our custom SMS text message entity as a fully fledged activity in Dynamics CRM. So if we then close and save that, and you'll see on activities, we're now able to create a new SMS text message activity. And this is a fully fledged activity. It's queuable. It has all of those properties that we're familiar with the other out-of-the-box activities in Dynamics CRM. Another interesting new feature that we have is this concept of connections. And connections are really a very, very flexible way of creating ad hoc associations between records. Right, CRM is all about managing the relationships between various things. And connections allow us to have an expressive way of defining relationships between things. So we might have a contact in a customer and be able to identify that this particular contact is the key decision maker. Right, we may be able to model things like who used to go to school with whom, really capturing all sorts of rich intelligence about our customers. Connections have roles. And those roles can be bi-directional. So, for example, we might have friends, golf partners, schoolmates, or they may apply to just a single party in the connection. Right? So, for example, a person might be a stakeholder, an influencer, the decision maker for a particular client. Or they may be reciprocal, which means there may be a hierarchical type of relationship where each end of the connection has a slightly different property, father and son, employee and employer. Why might we use ad hoc connections versus relationships? So they really are ad hoc, right? In that we can create them quickly and easily at runtime, and we need not know a priori exactly what sorts of connections we might have. It's very easy to just tag ourselves as a connection into an entity. Connections are lightweight. There is no schema change required, so we don't need to actually go in and customize our entities to define that this connection may be created. And it provides a really good way of doing unstructured types of relationships. The introduction of connections means that the concept of customer relationships, which have existed in Dynamics CRM 4, have been deprecated. Once we've created connections, those connections are then queryable. Right, so we can then drill down and start exploring that data and returning data on the basis of connections. Show me all the people who are connected to this account. Show me all of the accounts where I was the closer, all of the opportunities where I was the closer. So let's have a look at creating a connection. So if we have a look at the list of accounts that we have in here in Dynamics CRM, and I'm going to open up Basic Company. the scenario is that I used to work for Basic Company. I want to really record some of this information so that when one of my colleagues happens to look at Basic Company, they know that it's probably worth reaching out to me to get some additional intelligence. So I'm going to choose to connect to me. You'll see I am first name, last name, the default user, and I'm going to connect myself to this in a role. And the role I'm going to choose is that I was a former employee of Basic Company. I can then choose to add some additional notes. So I worked for these guys for a number of years. So what I've done now is I've really started capturing some of this rich information that's going to prove useful to my colleagues as they start to work with Basic Company. We have some enhancements to the queuing mechanism in Dynamics CRM. So queues are really used to allow us to assign and route work around people inside our org. We've now changed queues from being an organization-owned entity to being a user or team-owned entity. In addition, we've allowed any entity to be queuable. So whereas in the past you had to have an activity that was on the queue, it's now possible, for example, to queue opportunities. It's much easier to search for queue items, and it's easier to remove items from the queue without actually having to delete the underlying entity record. All right, so that means deleting an entity then becomes a highly privileged action, whereas removing an entity from the queue is much simpler. The queue entity itself is also now customizable. So that means we can add additional fields to the queue entity if we desire. So in summary, Dynamics CRM provides us with a rich metadata-driven model for modeling the data in our applications. And then Dynamics CRM 2011 has added significant new data modeling features to really improve the way we can work with it. So we have significant improvements around queues. We have this concept of ad hoc connections that are going to allow us to more easily capture expressive relationships between the data in our systems. We have a concept of team ownership and the ability to have users as members of multiple teams and then allow that to have team-owned entities. And then finally, we have custom activities. And again, custom activities allow us to start creating activities for types of communications and interactions with customers that we may not have been able to capture in the past. So, for example, SMS text messaging.